27 now on Radio 11, folks, and I present to you a very close friend over the years. 16 years ago, I came to his radio station, the owner of Wixie Radio at the time, Joe Zingale. Hello, Joseph, how are you?
Very just fine.
What a weekend, huh?
What a weekend. You talk about deja vu. It's astonishing to me how many lives we touched with the old Wixie 1260.
You know, Joe, a guy called in here today, and of course before I got to Wixie, and he said, Larry, I have an old Wixie 1260 survey, and he mentioned Howie Lunn, Johnny Canton, Johnny Walters, Al Gates, Joey Reynolds, and Bobby Magic. That had to be the very first lineup at Wixie.
It was. That was exactly the first. That's when we first bought the station. First changed the format.
Sure.
To the rock. And people thought we were crazy because there were two other rockers in town at the time. There was WHK, was owned by Metro Media, and all the money in the world. They owned the billboard company in town. And, of course, it was KYC also was the station you're on now, which was 50,000 watts. That was owned by NBC. Those were the number one and number two radio stations in Cleveland in 1964 is when we bought the station. And, of course, we bought the sleepiest station in town was the old WDOK, owned by Fred Wolf at the time, used to have polkas on all the time. And out of 8 AM radio stations, I think that was ranked 9. So we changed the format, and people told us we were crazy for going rock because there were too many rockers, and the market couldn't support 3 top 40 stations. And I said, yeah, you're right, but we'll be the survivors because we were... local people, and we could move faster. And that's really what we did.
You know, Joe, when I came here in 1966, when you and Norm Wayne talked to me, came in one day, he said, this station, both of you said, this is going to be the greatest radio station that this city will know. And I said, no way. There is absolutely no way. But since I was out of a job, I said, I'll come to Cleveland for a few months, 16 years ago.
No, it's not only do we become the top radio station in Cleveland, Larry, but do you realize that in the late 60s, Wixie was known as the top radio station in the country?
Oh, sure.
I mean, we were doing... As a matter of fact, there are stations around the country now that are called Wixie, Wexie. We started that whole series of rhyming nicknames.
Oh, sure. You know, Joe, in 1969... I was very fortunate to be named the disc jockey of the year nationally. And that was because Wixie was so popular.
Yes.
And you've heard all of the people talking about the Wixie Dream House, the Wixie Tenor Topper.
Right.
Promotion was the name of the game, wasn't
it? Absolutely. We used to think of promotions as a matter of course. As a matter of fact, that brings up one thing. I don't think anyone's ever mentioned this, at least today. Do you remember the Francine contest that Wixie had?
I had nothing to do with that, but yeah, of course, I remember it. Let's chat about how that came to be because we stopped traffic in downtown Cleveland that day.
That's crazy. Actually, what happened is I read the New York papers, and there was a gal that walked down Wall Street. Her name was Francine Goldfarb, or something. I forget what her name was, but her name was Francine, and she was known as Francine who stopped traffic on Wall Street. Because she was, let's say, very well developed. And at 12 noon, literally, traffic would stop on Wall Street. So we thought about this and we said, why can't we have, Cleveland's got girls that are even more developed than Francine.
Sure.
We decided to have a Cleveland Francine contest. And we had it at 12 noon down at 9th and Euclid. And there were thousands and thousands of people came out of the, these lawyer types with and accountant types with the shirts and ties, all there, and these well-developed gals were on display, and it was just hilarious. I mean, it stopped traffic, and I guess we sent that gal to New York City to then walk down Wall Street. It was Cleveland's answer to Francine.
Sure.
And they had Johnny Carson talked about it. It was in the Wall Street Journal. I mean, it was that kind of thing that really made the old Wixie swing.
Yeah, I'll never forget Bill Hickey. During one of our interviews, he said, Wixie has finally grown up because we had done so many promotions like that with the Wixie Tenor Topper and Francine, and we did the miniskirt contest, which, again, stopped the traffic in downtown Cleveland when we had that at Public Square. When we went to Vietnam, Joe, that was the topper of everything, remember?
Yes.
1969.
That's right. Well, we tried to keep current. We tried to keep it fun and current, and, Norm worked on that real hard, Bob did, and I did, and it was fun. It was fun for the whole crew.
I'll never forget when the three of you sat me down and said, Larry, you're going to Vietnam. What do you think of that? And I said, what? In 1969. But to get all of those interviews, Norm, from all of those kids, to bring them home, to play them on the air, and then finally give the interviews to the parents in this city,
right,
really did touch the hearts of the families.
Well, that's what we tried to do, and it was a good time because we had a good crew. We had a lot of fun. I mean, we really did have a lot of fun doing it. And it was even fun owning the place.
Yeah, sure.
We did well. Well,
the parties.
Of course. That's right. We had some great parties, staff parties. We always had two staff parties, if you remember.
Sure.
One was the Christmas party, which was for the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And no one else. And then we had a summer party.
That was the summer party for the families.
For the families, that's
sure.
Right. So it was a close-knit group. And then you remember the hair party. You remember that?
Oh, sure. Your wife was on earlier talking about that.
Oh, was she really?
Yeah. Mary Jo was on earlier talking about the hair party.
That was great. It was just great times, no question about it.
Well, Joe, thanks.
It's great to hear you. You know, you're one of the great talents in broadcasting. You still are. I love to hear you. You know, you're a gentleman not only on the air but off, and it's fantastic to hear this recreation again. It's a ball for me.
Okay, Joe, we're going to continue with it.
All right, very good.
Joe, God bless. See you soon.
Thank you, Larry.
It's 1:34 now on Radio 11. I'm Larry Marr. Let's continue. 1968, baby. Paul Revere and the Raiders. We brought him to town, too.